You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from select verses of Exodus chapters 35 to 37. We already know that part of what's being established by God in the covenant is the way of life He wants them to live out. Worship is very much essential to this way of life. And here we see the building of the holy place where the people of Israel could worship God. He Himself, through Moses, did the oversight of the process. And for the people of Israel, it is a great privilege to have a place where God's glory dwells. This is something that resonates with Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. In this passage, it is also fascinating to read about the intricate design and elements of the tabernacle. It is even more fascinating to know that God Himself gave the instructions for these. See Exodus 25. It is said that this earthly place of access to God is patterned to the perfect heavenly throne of God. As Hebrews 8 would put it, we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant He mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. So now, with the building of the tabernacle, what is God expecting from the people that we all could learn from? I share three things. First, God demands the best things when it comes to worship. In the passage, God prescribes the choicest materials, and that whoever is of a generous heart, He bids them to bring as his contribution. The list includes gold, silver, bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns, acacia wood, fragrant incense, and onyx stones, etc. Likewise, when we come to worship God, we ought to bring the choicest offering we could. Yes, in terms of material resources, but more than that, the best we could offer to God is the best of ourselves at a particular time. Second, God expects everyone to contribute. Yes, there were notable people called to take charge of the different aspects of the tabernacle, but everyone was invited to give something or do something. We can see that across the whole passage. For example, "Let every skillful craftsman among you come." Or in another part, it says, "Everyone whose heart stirred him, and everyone whose spirit moved him." In another, it says, "All the men and women, the people of Israel, whose heart moved them to bring anything for the work." All of us are stirred by the Lord, and the Holy Spirit moves our spirit to come and contribute to the building up of His church. There is a role for each of us that only us can fulfill. Third, God teaches His people how to build His throne. As I have said earlier, it is the Lord who gives instructions in making the tabernacle. There were specific details, measurements, design, etc. Likewise, as the people of God, we continue to prepare God's throne in our midst, His church. And He is the one who directs, admonishes, instructs, and empowers us so that we can worship the Lord in unity and in truth. For application, first, thank the Lord for the access to God that you have now as you are able to worship Him. Second, what is God directing you to contribute to the building up of His throne here on earth?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.